Now, when we come down to chapter 33, we come down now to the sixth and final woe. And the woe is pronounced here upon those who spoil God's people and the land of Israel in that day that's coming, and also in the day of Isaiah, and right on down to the very end. And as we've seen that we have here in this 33rd chapter, this last woe that's given. And then you have in chapter 34 the battle of Armageddon, and then you have the kingdom that is coming in chapter 35. Now, will you notice verse 1? This is the prayer of the remnant for deliverance here. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. Now, actually, what Isaiah is putting down here, a great principle that God has operated on from the day that man sinned, and that principle is put down in the epistle of Galatians 6:7, and it's here also in Isaiah. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, the spoiler here is Sennacherib. He came against Jerusalem during the reign of Hezekiah. And this, I think, is the unanimous decision and conclusion of all the conservative scholars. Now, we find here that it was fulfilled in that day. God says, you spoil my people, I'll spoil you. And that's the reason, as a Christian, you can let God handle all your revenge. God says, avenge not yourself. God says, I will repay. Turn it over to God. He'll do a better job than you and I can do, by the way. Now, in that day, in the final consummation, why, Antichrist in the restored Roman Empire, and he'll bring that together again, he will destroy that land again, and God will take care of him, and that is at the coming of Christ. And now this prayer, in view of that, because of that day and the day that's yet to come, verse 2, O Lord, be gracious unto us. We've waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. And this is the prayer. Now when you come to verse 7 here, you have the plaintive cry of the ambassadors who failed in their mission. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man seeketh. He hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the city, he regardeth no man. Now, it looks like we would have learned a lesson today that this is absolutely true. There was the League of Nations, you remember. In fact, before the League of Nations, there was that great peace conference at The Hague. And while it was going on, Germany began First World War, broke all treaties. Then at the end of that, there was the League of Nations. Our President Woodrow Wilson went over, and we were going to make the world safe for democracy. But they forgot to make democracy safe for the world. And peace didn't come. It just led to World War II. Now we are making the world ready for World War III with the United Nations. But we talk about peace, but we're not doing it God's way. And believe me, when that day comes, it'll be too late, but the United Nations and the world rulers are going to wake up to something.